call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this very first day of November. Yes, just 2 months to go, and we will be at New Year's. Unbelievable how fast this year has gone by. Yes, we're excited here on this November 1st edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got basically, a log report to give you. You just heard the commercial about the WellConnect do-it-yourself blowout factory sale that's going on right now. Well, our WellConnect unit hasn't stopped running for the last 2 days. I checked the logger last night before the FCC logs for the radio station, checking the network, making sure everything was good to go at midnight. We saved 5.2 gallons of propane yesterday. Didn't have to burn 5.2 gallons of propane. So far this morning, we are at 1.6 gallons. So basically at 9:36, 9.5 hours, almost up to 2 gallons already. I noticed that the unit has been running nonstop. Nice, steady heat coming out of the ductwork right now is at 87.2 degrees. The return air is at 70.1. We've got the thermostat set at 70 degrees. Propane furnace hasn't kicked on once. Now, if yesterday, and this isn't even January or February, we saved 5.2 gallons of propane yesterday, 5 gallons a day, between 5 and 6 gallon savings per day times 30 days in a month, you're looking at saving 150 to 180 gallons of propane per month that you don't have to burn to keep your house at 70 degrees. That's the heat. I just finished up the analysis for the air conditioning, turned it on at Memorial Day weekend. It was the end of May, June, July, August, September, and it ran a few hours in October when it was early on. Remember that little heat wave we had? We thought it was going to be an Indian summer. Well, 4 full months and a couple of weeks, and it was $123.14. $123.14 to air condition at 68 degrees, 3,000 square feet all summer long. Less than $125 for four and a half months. Folks, you will love the comfort. Forget about the savings. Forget about the electric costs versus propane. Forget about all of that. The comfort, the level of comfort is unbelievable. Much better than your furnace cycling on and off. So give them a call or a text message. Leave a message, 231-420-8320. Again, 231-420-8320. Text your name, your city, your electric co-op, and the best time to call you back at what number. We will get back to you. We will contact the factory, get you a great price on a do-it-yourself install. the kit, the videos, the information, the installation manual, all of it. You will love it. So greatly appreciate you doing that. Brett Gooding just texting in. He's had a well connect for a few years. He says, Randy, I'm not even sure if my gas furnace even works. Exactly. Exactly. You need to check it. The reason why is they're forecasting the possibility of not one but two nor'easters are going to be coming to our region in January and another one in February. I was checking the extended weather reports. And they claim that we are going to get minus 20 to 30 degrees, wind chills as low as minus 50. It's going to be an Arctic blast twice, one in January, one in February. So, of course, the well connect will need to be supplemented with your furnace. And, of course, the way you do that, go to your thermostat for your furnace that's mounted on the wall, usually above your head when you're sitting down on your couch, right there in the living room, great room area, and turn the furnace up to 80 degrees. Turn it up to 80. The furnace should kick on. Let it heat up really good. Run it for at least 5 or 10 minutes, at least. And then turn the thermostat down. We turn ours down to 60. That's the hold temperature I have for the propane furnace. That is the backup temperature in the event, for some reason, it's never happened, but for some reason, if the well connect unit goes out in the middle of the night, your furnace will kick on at 60 degrees. And when you get up in the morning, if it's 60 degrees in your house, you know the well connect unit shut down. Probably needs a filter change. You got to change those filters. They're 20 by 30 by 1 inch thick. I get them at Myers or Walmart. I like the 3M Filtreat type of filter. I get the 2200 microns. If they don't have those, I get the 1500 microns. They're 20 by 30 by 1 inch. And I have, usually when I buy them, I buy like 3 or 4 of them because I like to change mine every 4 months. At a bare minimum, change them every 6 months, twice a year. Depending on how dusty your ductworks are, your ductwork blowing through the well connects filter air system. So know all about it, done it. I've got a few extra filters downstairs right now as we speak. So, yes, absolutely. Yes, I got it, Rick. Alert vote on the abortion bills this afternoon. Yep, I plan to have State Representative Josh Shriver on. He's coming on at 10 o'clock to talk about it. Let's see, Mike in St. Ignace, we are still running just the well connect, no auxiliary heat. And the house is set at 70 degrees. Yeah, it's funny. You can actually look at the portable well connect unit's thermostat. And when your propane furnace or your gas furnace kicks on, you'll see the words aux, A-U-X, or some thermostats, auxiliary heat on. That means it's supplementing the well connect. The only time that ever happens is usually when I let Mr. Snoop out to go to the bathroom when it's cold outside, really cold, like zero. Open the door, let him out. He does his business, comes back in, open the door, let him in, and then bam, I notice the blinds are blowing. That's my indicator. If the blinds in the dining room are blowing, then the propane furnace is running. Because without it, just the well connect unit, the blinds don't even wiggle. So I can tell when that blower is on. Randy Walker up in Brutus says, my furnace hasn't run in 2 years. You definitely want to check it, though. And there's another thing you need to do. Change the filter in your furnace. because it hasn't ran that much, the filter's probably needing to be replaced. So replace the filter in the furnace, whatever size you have for your plenum, your ductwork, and then run the furnace. Definitely, definitely crank it up to 80 degrees and let it run, let it cycle. Get lubrication in the motor for the blower. Make sure the belts are okay. And make sure the thermostat is communicating with the furnace. You definitely, definitely want to do that. I actually do that usually probably two or three times in the winter. I'll do it in December, right after Thanksgiving. I'll do it in January, and I'll do it again in February. So, yeah, you're good to go. So, okay, Randy, the filters are brand new or the furnace is brand new? Got it. So one thing you have to understand, folks, the process going on in Lansing today, I'm going to get into this. We're going to talk with State Representative Josh Shriver in the next half hour. He's going to be joining us at 10:07 to 10:30. Absolutely amazing what they passed in the state Senate. It was 20 Democrats for it, 18 Republicans against it. The Republicans, I've been told, did not give the bill immediate effect. So it will start after it passes the House and the governor signs it into law. It will go into effect 90 days after the legislative session. It is absolutely amazing what the Democrats have put into this bill. Next segment here, I'm going to go through the bill in details, because once we get started on this, you're going to be absolutely shocked and amazed. So I don't want to start it. I want to finish it. I have the bill, the main points, the main highlights of it, and we'll absolutely, absolutely go through it with you in the next segment. That'll be our tee up for our interview with State Representative Josh Shriver in the first half hour of hour number two. We'll get into all the details. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Take out the Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The Democrats in Lansing are going to be voting this afternoon, evening in the House on a package of bills that were already passed in the Senate regarding abortion. These bills go way, way, way beyond just regular abortions. Overnight, the abortion bills moved from tentative to now being on the agenda for today's session. Continue to pray. I plan to make a floor speech. Please pray that the Lord will speak through me with clarity and conviction. This came from State Representative Joseph Fox. I got this via Barb Ajma on a text message. Please pass this on to others. The anti-life bills, House bills 4949 through 4959, are on the agenda for tomorrow. They are in italics, which means it's tentative. That means they haven't been confirmed yet to be actually fully on the agenda yet, but they may be on the agenda for today or tomorrow. These bills create the most heinous Reproductive Health Act, quote unquote, that they've labeled these package of bills as, when they have nothing to do with reproduction or health. These bills go way, way, way beyond what was voted for in Proposal 3. These bills have goals to make Michigan the absolute abortion destination of America. They're removing all the guardrails from abortions. They're eliminating the 24-hour waiting period. They're eliminating educational materials, options, eliminating freedom from coercion. This is where people are being coerced, forced into having an abortion. The boyfriend who got the girl pregnant, demanding that she has an abortion. Why? Because he doesn't want to pay child support. parents embarrassed about the abortion, about the pregnancy, forcing the daughter to have an abortion. Safety standards, where the abortions are performed. The required reporting of abortions or any injuries caused as a result of going through the abortion. The goals further are to have abortions paid for with Medicaid dollars, taxpayer funding, and reinstate partial birth abortions in Michigan. This is where they basically go in and pull the baby apart piece by piece. The baby is too large. Usually these are, in many cases, late-term abortions, they call it. The baby's too large. They can't abort it with the normal suction out of the uterus. So they go in with forceps using ultrasound-guided technology. They go in and start pulling the limbs of the baby apart. It is a horrific death experience for the baby. They then put the parts out on a tray and put it back together piece by piece to make sure they got it all. Then, of course, they perform the D&C. They suck out the uterus. And it is extremely painful for the baby. Well, partial birth abortion up until the day of delivery is in these bills. These bills carry out the leftist agenda to do the most extreme. And according to this state rep, come straight from the pits of hell. Please pray that these bills will not make it onto the agenda. That these bills will fall to the ground. That those who may be leaning away from these bills will have the courage to stand up and vote no. We pray that the Lord will speak into their hearts and minds, especially to the hearts and minds of any of those people who have Christian or Muslim beliefs. The evil will be defeated, and that was what was meant for evil will turn to good. Thank you, signed State Representative Joseph Fox. Folks, this is barbaric. Absolutely barbaric. And they're ramming it through under the cover of night. My phone started blowing up last night at about 10:30. Well, State Representative Josh Shriver is coming on in the next half hour. We're going to get an update from him. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more.